Good morning to the people of Dominica, the Caribbean, and the world by extension. I want to report some serious crimes against humanity orchestrated by Roosevelt Skerrit and his administration against the people of Dominica. Salisbury people are involved in a protest action. This is taking place at the far end of the village, on the highway. The police, this morning, between 3 and 4 o'clock, stormed the village. They did not go down the area of the protesters. They went over 4,000 feet up the village. Instead of coming through the highway where they can simply launch their tear gas, right, they would be right above the protesters. They went up into the village and they decided, we're going to tear gas the entire village. Over 100 police officers started pushing tear gas from the top of the village coming down to the protesters. Women, children, old people, people who are centenarians, everybody is under siege this morning with a barrage of tear gas. People are running for cover. Those who are under tarpaulins, those who have problems, those who have houses that are not properly covered, have to be running to their neighbors. Note that there are people who do not support the protests. There are old people who cannot move. Roosevelt Skerrit, instead of dealing with his protesters, he attacking the old people and everybody in the village. This is a crime against humanity. We are calling on our traditional friends, the United States, England, Canada, and all the others, Germany, everywhere, to please put a hand. Put a hand against this dictator, this rogue regime who has stolen elections, 3 consecutive elections, and the people are deciding enough is enough. They want a clean voters list. Simply that they're asking for, nothing else. They have burnt nobody's property. Dominica is experiencing a creeping dictator. And if our friends out there do not give us some support, because we are hearing that some of the police officers may be Venezuelans, RSS. We don't know how true it is. We know that Roosevelt Skerrit has his army within the police force and his snipers. We hear of gangsters working for his wife and him, who said that they wanted the okay from the commissioner to go ahead and attack the people of Salisbury. We do not have a situation where RSS or Venezuelan police officers should be involved. So we urge the Americans, please do not let this creeping dictator grow on the backs of Dominicans, right in the backyard of America. The majority of the population is against it. Even those who vote for him, because he has made them poor and he comes back and feed them with crumbs, would not like a creeping dictator on them. So I urge the international community to stand by, or rather stop standing by and move in, to ensure that there's peace. You cannot have an election if all that sort of... Dominica is not used to that. Dominicans are not used to that. Dominicans always have clean, well, not clean, but rather, they are always docile people who goes into their election. But this time they failed. The list needs to be clean. We are crying out for help.